Welcome to the We Raise the Stars and Stripes Over Japan podcast. My name is Mark Steven Schwartz, and it is both an honor and a privilege for me to read the diaries from Allied and American civilian prisoners of war interned in and around Kobe, Japan during the Great Pacific War, World War II. This is episode number 20.
April 9th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Started the day off in a busy fashion by finally allotting the extra room made available by the forced moving of the Danish sailor. Brunton and I drew for the room for our group since our men are the only ones not having representation in the outside rooms. Brunton won, so he, Dr. McNulty, and Brinkerhoff moved into the room. Two other men in room 10 were moved into rooms where two men had previously had been alone, thus making three to these rooms. This left room number 10 vacant for five men from room number 5, where 25 men were crowded together and sleeping on 20 beds. We gave first choice to five of the Pan Am radio crowd, but they did not see their opportunity and chose to remain in the dormitory room, so five of the contractors moved into the small room. The Swiss consul came at 10:30, Mr. Champeau, accompanied by Mr. Gutnecht. They gave us 50 yen each for our 74 men, some clothing, tennis rackets, and badminton sets from members of the American consular staff at Tokyo, and thoroughly quizzed us regarding the treatment, health, lodging, food, exercise, clothing, bedding, etc. of the men. They saw what was served us for the noon meal and appeared greatly surprised at the low quality of the food and the small size of the serving. Mr. Champeau expressed determination to see that the food situation was improved and promised to do what he could to improve our lot. Relevant to our returning home, Champeau said that there was nothing definite, but he was going to Tokyo soon to enter into discussion on the matter of exchange. He said there was little or no chance of us going back with a diplomat scheduled to leave approximately May 1st. In general, his tone was none too optimistic for any early exchange or agreement for our exchange. A hard pill to take, but hope is difficult to kill. Harold Brinkerhoff. Today is my sister Leona's birthday. I hope she's enjoying herself more than I am. The Swiss consul, Mr. Champeau, Mr. Gutnecht was only acting in his absence, brought some clothing and gave each of us 50 yen. I still have 11 yen left of my last money, and I bought a shirt at 6.50 yen. He sort of poured cold water on the boys' hopes of leaving on the 20th. Although he did not say we would not be leaving, he left that inference. He's trying to have our meals augmented with rice. He has been in Korea on diplomatic business. He's going to Tokyo on our behalf. He told us not to hoard our money, as there would be more coming. It seems the Japs are trying to evacuate people who have lived in Japan for some time. Gregg told Champeau he didn't feel that was fair, as they came here of their own accord, and we did not, but were brought here by force. Mr. Champeau said he would bring this out in Tokyo. Today, Brunton, Doc McNulty, and I got a room to ourselves. Two of us have beds. We drew for the beds. Brunton and I got them. Doc has to sleep on the floor, but he has two mattresses. Neither Brunton nor I have slept in a bed since we have been in Japan. In the cold weather, I prefer to sleep on the floor, but this summer I think it'll be cooler on a bed. Roy Henning. Swiss Consul General visits. Each received 50 yen. Promise some more food. Have a bed of my own now. Bryant Sterling. Swiss consul came today giving us no definite information when we're leaving or no encouragement that we're going home soon. However, he brought clothes and shoes for us. These were not plentiful, and only those in greatest need got them, and also 50 yen apiece. The way things stand now, it's very difficult to spend money. The police have stopped our shopping tours. This is said to have been caused by the ill treatment given Japanese prisoners in the United States and is by way of retaliation. Carl West and Greg can still fill our orders for writing supplies and knickknacks. Still working on a knapsack. Worked outside today without my shirt in the sun. April 10th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Raining this morning and has continued all day. Filled out another information card for the police. This is the third time we have been required to give almost identical information. Also tried to get Houston's and Hughes' wounds x-rayed. Swiss consul had spoken to the police and volunteered to pay the cost of the x-ray and treatment. Police countered today that they would x-ray only if Houston and Hughes paid their own x-ray costs. We'll fight this out with them. Had good warm shower today. Did washing of two pair of socks, underwear, shirt, pillowcase, five hankies, and a bath towel. We were successful with police permission in buying 5 gallons of jam, peach, that was fairly sweet. Had enough for one glass per person and 3 extra for each group of 10. Sold at 43 cents a glass. Surprising how this picked up our spirits. Just got an intuitive whiff of fresh, hot buttered popcorn. Boy, that would be good. In the evening, we had motion pictures from 7:30 to 9:45, given by the management of the Mikado restaurant, which has the police contract to feed us. 2 reels of Mickey Mouse, a reel on construction and flight of long-range endurance planes, then several reels on youth movement of Japan, showing them hiking, traveling, working in the fields. Also a couple of reels showing logging, manufacture of rayon, paper, wool products, and wood pulp blankets, etc. An interesting show, but it grew rather tiresome. Oh yes, also some on the Imperial Ceremony celebrating the 2,600th anniversary of the founding of the Japanese government. Harold Brinkerhoff. 4 months since my capture. The time has gone quite rapidly. I hope the next 4 will go as fast. The manager of the Mikado restaurant gave us a show last night. It lasted 2 hours and 20 minutes. There were 3 Mickey Mouse cartoons and 3 travel pictures of Japanese scenes. Also a mass meeting in the royal courtyard. All in all, it was quite good. It turned cold last night, and I had trouble getting to sleep. I lay there thinking how my boys will be young men by the time I get back. The restaurant sent in some jars of jam peach, or peach jam, at 43 cents a jar. It's the only sweet jam we have been able to purchase. We think the price is highway robbery. I got a pair of leather shoes out of the grab bag. They are old but have new soles. They're too large for me, but I'm glad to get them. I'll use my tennis shoes for playing ball and hikes. Roy Henning. Rained all night, overcast, cool all day. Did a little drawing, music practice, read in the National Geographic magazine about a West Indian cruise. Peach jam sold to the group. Moving pictures at night, very interesting. Also Mickey Mouse shorts. Bryant Sterling. Each of us got a jar of jam from the Mikado restaurant today. Cost 43 cents a jar. Was peach jam and very sweet. Mixed mine with the tart jam I had, and it sure made a swell mixture. This night, we had movies in our dining room given by the Mikado restaurant. The first several films were Mickey Mousers and quite a treat. The next were Japanese talkies and all on industries, both factory and farm in Japan. Very interesting, especially the one on airplane construction. Movie broke up about 10 p.m. April 11th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Nice day with deep blue sky and snow-white cumulus clouds. Wind is from the north and snappy. Boy, what a day to travel. A good car and a long drive. But here we're locked up in a Japanese internment camp. It was nice the hour we were allowed outside in the park. Distributed the clothing received from the Swiss consul to the group leaders, and while so doing, found that the green slack suit someone, G.C., George Conklin, had taken had been returned. Was able to get a pair of leather shoes for Penning from Mrs. Allen and a pair for Vaughn from the consul. Fred Oppenborn could wear the suit received from the consul, and in addition, all the men received napkins that could be used for handkerchiefs. I kept a pair of leather shoes that needed soles, heels, and insoles, since they did not fit any of the men who needed shoes, and no one else wanted them. They were too big for me, but I had them repaired for 4.20 yen and polished them up. Since they were Florsheim shoes, they had a good trade value when repaired, and I was able to swap them for a pair of leather Jodhpur boot shoes that fit me. Thus, I'm really fixed for shoes. Had quite a long talk with Mr. Izumeda about our food, outside purchases, medical care, etc. Also about our general supervision problems. He promised to get things smoothed out for us. Had a request from Mr. M., leader of Butterfield Swires, for purchase of a watch. What a world. Articles ordered by the man were purchased by a druggist, and he demanded a few sen on each article purchased to pay him for his trouble. Settled for an increase of 5 sen on some 48 bottles of ketchup, but afterwards found that the price tags on some, if not all, other articles had been raised. Ketchup turned out to be spoiled, and few men could eat it. Shoe repair man fixed 6 pairs of shoes today, and the price handled by the police. Wonder how much of a cut was had on that deal. Just getting over a cold, which started March 27th. Harold Brinkerhoff. Nothing in particular. Corregidor has been on the verge of falling for several weeks. Our exercise period this afternoon was enjoyable. I ordered a silk shirt with their initials for each of my boys, a pair of pajamas for myself, and I sent 2 pairs to be shortened. The fella is bringing some silk yardage next time. I'll buy some for a dress for Elzada. We had some more ketchup in today. Roy Henning. Very cold again. Feels freezing. Sun out, though sun, so it's not so bad. Exercise in the morning. Ketchup purchase for the group. Mixed jams, very good. Bryant Sterling. While at the park this morning, I watched a Japanese construction gang that was quite different from anything I've ever seen before. They had a tripod erected over a pole they were excavating with a block and rope tied to the tripod. At one end of the rope was a basket used to take out the dirt, and on the other, pulling up the basket, were 10 old women. 5 men were in charge of operations and hollered at the women as they pulled back and forth. The old girls should have been at home in rocking chairs instead of tugging at that rope. Farwell was here today and gave us latest doings at Butterfield's. He had a fairly well-developed set of whiskers due to the shortage of razor blades up there. I gave him half a jar of peach jam. He looked fine and remarked that I was getting fat. Made a good buy today. 4 jars of plum jam and 2 onions. Onions cost 15 cents each. Roy Hahn had a birthday today. I had coffee and jam sandwiches for him tonight. April 12, 1942, Harold Brinkerhoff. Sunday again. The mosquitoes are getting bad. I'm afraid they'll be real bad when warm weather arrives. I couldn't sleep worrying about my family. We had rice and curry. They use a lot of ginger root in it, which makes it hot. The boys are gambling heavily. The stakes are high, and there are two games going continually with from 10 to 12 men. Nerves are beginning to get a little frayed. It's funny how little things get on one's nerves. B and I were playing chess. He kept humming low. It got on my nerves so bad I could have screamed. I have never in my life had so much trouble getting to sleep. I didn't sleep until after 11. It is bath and wash day. Our food has not been so bad, only the quantity. Our leaders have been raising hell with the interpreter. The kitchen has sold us some jam. They spoil everything by adding salt to it. I ordered a slide rule today. Charles F. Gregg. Cold and overcast sky today. No exercise period. Spent most of the day reading Reaching for the Stars by Nora Walm, a story of Germany during the rise of the National Socialist Party and early days of the Dritte Reich. Mrs. Allen has been coming in of late in the evening and telling us of some of the customs of the Japanese and some of the beauty spots of the country. Fred Appenborn was badly pained by an abscess tooth and had it pulled at about 7 o'clock p.m. Conklin led church service. Roy Henning, overcast. In the afternoon, we went to optician and bought glasses, 17 yen. Bought a couple of teapots, tea, cigarette case, watch, chain, pocket knife. Motomachi Street sure is interesting. Could spend hours roaming it. Wong going to buy me a slide rule. Bryant Sterling. The police have a druggist bringing our odds and ends for us instead of Carl West. Pardon me. So far, the druggist hasn't done so good. Bought a load of ketchup for us that sure is vile. Had rotten onions in it instead of tomatoes. We're sending it all back. The Jammo Kid created a riot by bringing in 60 jars of jam. Even broke up all the poker games as everyone rushed to buy jam. Food is king here and takes preference over everything. Mrs. Allen, the English woman, here makes us a present of some grape juice, 2 bottles for each group. Not bad. I start work in the kitchen tomorrow. We'll be on for 2 weeks. 13th, 1942, Charles F. Gregg. A blue sky and sunshine today. Spent the morning interceding for the men with the police, trying to get them appointments with a dentist, shoes repaired, glasses. Carl spent most of the time getting purchases for group straightened out. Walk in the park, dinner, chess, and to bed. Roy Henning. Monday, finished reading Brother Saul. Took a shower, washed clothes. Wong brought the slide rule, very pleased with it. George got some dry milk, will divide with me. Bryant Sterling. Worked in the kitchen today. Not a bad bunch to work with. First day is the worst breaking in, but will go smoother from now on. This is the first time I've ever been full since the start of the war. I have my regular meal, except I give half of my bread away. Then there are dishes to dry and stack. After that comes more food and bread. I'm getting about twice as much now as before. This is the life. Finished my knapsack today and it's sure nice. Has caused favorable comments. We'll start on Jay's soon. Gotta borrow laundry soap tonight. April 14th, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. We have fish and more fish. If it was salmon or tuna, I could relish on it. We get hot water every day from 1 to 4 and 6 to 8. When it was cold, we got hot water only twice a week. Now that it's getting warm, we get hot water every day. These people are unexplainable. Some son of a gun swiped a bottle of grape juice off our table that was donated to us. The kitchen help put it there before our breakfast. This petty thievery is getting obnoxious. I wish one of them would get caught. I've been playing chess. It's a good time killer. One of our previous guards was here on a visit. He is supposed to have been told someone we would be leaving in 8 or 9 months. We had our pictures taken with numbers pinned on our chest. Mine was number 58. Charles F. Gregg. Pictures taken today for record purposes. All men were given a number from 1 to 75 with no number 13 since they have heard Americans are superstitious. Inspector from Tokyo was here and merely glanced over the men, paid little attention to the food, etc. Day was cold and overcast. Wore overcoat in the house most of the day since we now have no fire. Have been protesting about the bread every day for the past week, trying to get men the half a pound per day they're supposed to be getting. Roy Hanning. Overcast day again. Reading The Countryman, an English farm magazine, very good. Had photos taken for papers. Brian Sterling. Nothing much. Getting along okay in the kitchen. Plenty to eat. If I don't get fat now, I never will. Only trouble is they won't let me take stuff out of the kitchen for my friends. April 15th, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. A lot was made of this. The papers say 7,600 Americans were captured on Bataan Peninsula. We wonder what Washington is thinking and doing. Our guards are all nice fellows except Matsuda, our head guard. He's mean and petty. He made one fellow who was sitting on the railing of the porch get off and another take his feet off the railing. We're supposed to get 2 hours in the park. He's cut it to 45 minutes. Our rooms are very dark, even in daylight, and he will not let us use the lights. He's a skunk. I feel sorry for him if the time ever comes that the fellows get a crack at him. Charles F. Gregg. Bataan Peninsula was captured, according to today's paper, but Corregidor still holds out. Japanese paper tells how they retained a U.S. Major General as a captive when he came in under a flag of truce to discuss terms of surrendering. Since he was on Bataan Peninsula and not in charge, he could and would not presume to surrender Corregidor. Thus, they would not let him return to the troops. Had difficulty with Matsuda today. Also had long discussion with the police on the following points. Number 1, more bread. Number 2, permission to buy jams. Number 3, permission to West to go out and buy necessities for the group. Number 4, group fit picture. Number 5, medical and dental care. Number 6, picnic. Number 7, letters home. After Matsuda left, we made arrangements through other police to buy 74 2.5 cans of juice of tomatoes, 52-pound cans of beans, seaweed and beef, 74 1-pound cans of white asparagus. Also got a small bottle of saccharin tablets to use in lieu of sugar. Police are all very friendly, helpful, and openly apologize for the bigoted decisions of Matsuda. Bryant Sterling. Told to get letters ready to send home in case the government allowed us to communicate with the states. One sheet of paper written on one side to each party we write to. can write several letters in case more than one is permitted. This letter writing is not official so far. Police started us carrying in our dishes to the kitchen. The Chinese houseboys would rather do it themselves. Greg and West have made arrangements to get in canned tomatoes, beans, etc. Roy Henning, warm sun out, fine day. Slim Houston bought me a can of milk at 2.80 yen. Copping banana and coconut recipes. Ladies and gentlemen.
And gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to this episode number 20 of the We Raise the Stars and Stripes Over Japan podcast. Bye-bye now.